Okay, so start.
Okay, so to conduct a proper interview, I should get started with the presentation. So you are?
So first of all, thank you for having me. I'm Daniela, Daniela Iri. I'm the marketing director for Motorola EMEA. So I'm in charge of marketing strategy, strategic development, execution at geo level, and coordination of local teams.
Welcome. Nice to meet you. Nice to re-meet you, I think.
Yes. Yeah, I think I've been working at Lenovo for 3 years, and I joined the Motorola opportunity, I would say, just recently. But I'm super happy and thrilled to be part of the company.
So, EMEA, you probably know already the strategy and everything prepared for this year. Yeah, and I'm really curious, how was the reception of the Peach Fuzz product, because it's still fresh?
Amazing. That was just amazing. I think the partnership is definitely an important one, because it's confirming the relevance of being relevant from trend perspective, design perspective, that is empowering this vision. The Peach Fuzz, the one I have here, you can see, is the new color that is cross, I would say, categories from fashion, from, let's say, accessories, you are seeing it, and the response from consumer standpoint is just amazing. Overall, all the industry are seeing good traction, and when it comes to us, the response from consumers, the targeted ones, and even possible not just Motorola user, is just a great engagement, impressions are growing and growing, and I think that the partnership is definitely confirming new opportunities for us.
Will we see maybe accessories, Motorola accessories in this color? Because if you cannot get the phone in this color, if you have another phone, maybe we can apply it with the case.
It might happen or not, but I would say the color strategy is important around this. So we cannot disclose information of new products coming, but I can tell you that accessories are an important part of the ecosystem we are building. So definitely we want to empower the connection between the device, accessories, and solutions. So let's see.
I'm also curious, if you really want to buy the perfume, the exact perfume of the box, what's the name and where can you find it? It's a curiosity of mine. It smells so good that...
It's a good one, but you can call Motorola perfume if you want. But it's like a signature that we have, and this is a strong connection also of the brand values, but also the research we are, I would say, investing, and the way to be different and bold versus our competitors, still connecting to sustainability elements that are an important value for our company.
So can anyone buy it separately?
It's just exactly. It's just ours. So you need to buy a product at Motorola if you want to.
Or go to a friend's house, rub your hand on it like this.
Exactly.
Keep the smell.
But it's, I think it's one additional element of the evolution. So the way we are connecting and engaging customers is
multiple
also
senses.
Exactly. Is going beyond, I would say, the touch you can have, the colors are the scene, but it's also about the smell. And this is a way you can definitely connect with people in a different way, of course.
So, is there any sense that there are too many Moto Gs? Is there any sense of confusion? At some point I received in September last year 5 new Moto Gs. Is there any fear of cannibalization, of overlapping products?
So, what I can tell you is we have consumer needs at the center of both product and marketing strategy. So we are developing product according to consumer needs, and we are also looking at possible future trends to obviously understand any opportunities. When it comes to confusion, I would say we have the proper device for every single consumer need. But there are there are other players and players making different strategy, but what we are going to see is how our portfolio is meant and created and communicated according to the different, I would say, opportunities and consumptions. So we have razor appealing for a different consumer versus a G. What we have to do and we need to secure is to build the proper product proposition and equity according to the different consumer needs. And this is something we will see even more in the future. Pantone is definitely a great supporter of ours, and we are expecting to see even more in this case to simplify the way we are collecting and producing products without unveiling anything to our
yes.
Because we cannot.
There's an interesting thing now.
But you need to stay tuned.
Usually there was a differentiation of special features of core flagships. I mean, the Ready 4, for example, you only had it on the higher priced edge. Now it's on the Moto G, and now it's even on the Moto G 34, which is $200.
Yes.
And if the differentiation is gone, my guess is that on the next Motorola Edge flagships and Razors, we'll get another feature to be special. Any next level of the Ready 4, next level. What are you preparing? Are you preparing something on the software side to differentiate higher-end products even more?
Yeah, no, there is one important element we are introducing during Mobile World Congress, which is Smart Connect. Smart Connect is the solution we are building and we are proposing to connect several devices. So it's going beyond just the conversation between phone and PC, but we are also going beyond fixing some challenges that we have from ecosystem standpoint. So Smart Connect, I'm inviting you eventually to see it, but it's the opportunity to really connect different devices from tablet to, I would say, Android to Microsoft. And this is the evolution of Ready 4 or that we had before. This is going to be available on all Lenovo devices soon, but it's going to help the conversation, the connection also beyond the Lenovo devices. So no matter you have Microsoft-based PC, you can connect it with any tablet or any eventually smartphone, because it's going to be embedded in our solution that is allowing us to really have a seamless, smooth conversation and connection between those. So I'm inviting you to really experience, because it is a new introduction, a new evolution of the ecosystem play that we are building. An ecosystem is a key, is going to have a key role, is already having, but this is something that we are trusting even more. So yes.
I'm also curious, since there are so many Moto Gs, which one would stand out as the best seller out of the 5 or 6 we had over the past half year or so, which really stands out?
It depends. We have different performances according to countries, of course. Overall, I would say we have good ones performing. I would say we are overall very proud of the G contribution on the overall portfolio. We are also working towards, I would say, an empowerment of our families to really provide a good solution according to different needs. So Razer has a slightly different position versus Edge versus G, because we want to really be meaningful from consumer perspective.
Again, so you mentioned tablets.
Moto G's, because as you know, G84 was the most awarded device in mid-tier section. And that is something like product, this was really appreciated by our consumers. We received awards from different countries, it's not only one country, it's many countries. And that was the device that we brought the color of the year for the first time. So we can say if you are looking for a Jabber, so we will find
He's the hit. Yes. And of course, now it's the obvious question, are you preparing a new Edge series for this year?
Maybe, or maybe not.
Okay.
You need to stay tuned and to find out what's happening in the next month.
And of course, a new razor could come at some point.
Maybe yes, or maybe not.
And people are asking me, last year I was a special demo here in Barcelona for the razor, so-called razor, the
expand,
and since a year has passed, people are asking what's happening there, just a concept, working on something.
So yeah, overall, I would say we are investing so much in terms of research and solutions that few of those are developed but not commercialized. And I'm pretty sure that you will see more and more coming overall, because this is part of the strategy of Lenovo and Motorola. We have more than 300 labs working on innovation, so definitely something we really want to empower and make stronger and stronger. Not all the solutions are sold, are developed and sold, because we are sizing business opportunities but also consumer opportunities. So before I would say introducing an innovative solution, there is a lot of internal processes that we are assessing. Overall, I would say innovation is a key part of our DNA. So I hope, as you saw the rollable, as you saw the PC that we were discussing, you will see something more also in the future.
Will you be joining the current trend of expanding the phone's life with two aspects, so more years of Android updates and self-repair at home? That's a trend now.
Yes.
Giving you kits to repair at home, and some companies are offering 7 years of Android updates, others 4.
Yeah, so it depends country by country. Also, it depends on several elements, but this is something we are obviously looking after and for, because we want to offer the best solution possible. When it comes to repairability, you know that sustainability is an important value for the company. So definitely there is, we are looking after serviceability and any possible reduction of, of the pollution from the materials we are selecting to the process itself, and we are expecting to go bigger even in the future. The commitment we have from company perspective is really important, so definitely something we are looking at.
I'm curious about something. I often receive press releases about phones launching in USA. The one with the stylus seems to be only US oriented now. Why not Europe?
It depends. We have different consumer needs. We have different trends and different also penetration of segments by geo. Even if we have a global approach, I would say we have a local approach. There is definitely a global consistency, but the capability of being relevant at local level. So you might find some product available in China, for example, and not introduced in EMEA, or introduced with different configuration, because we want to secure this human centricity and relevance. So it's something happening, and this is the reason why.
Okay. So how are partnerships going? I mean, you're still partnering with Sony for the main cameras and MediaTek and Qualcomm for the CPUs. I noticed that Motorola, unlike other companies, are more towards Qualcomm than towards MediaTek. Other producers are going towards MediaTek now because their processors are cheaper, sometimes better, and more variety. Qualcomm has a few Snapdragons, MediaTek has many products. So this year more MediaTek or still more Qualcomm?
No, I'm not able to tell you which quota and which is, I would say, the best solutions. I think we are selecting just the best solution according to at global and local level.
I see. I also feel something that over the past years there were some missed opportunities regarding your products that haven't been promoted enough. For example, Family Space and Moto Unplugged, they snuck up on me. I didn't know about them until I tested the product. There was no promotion, no PR, no maybe a press release. I feel that they should be promoted more, Family Space and Unplugged. And also, the Moto Razr 2022, the fact that it could run applications, full applications on the external screen, was never promoted. I found out very late about that when I, at the end of my testing of the phone, and I felt that even the Galaxy Z Flip 4 didn't have it. The Z Flip 5 brought it after Motorola had it on two phones. The Razr 40 Ultra was already out. So Motorola had two phones with external screens with full apps. Samsung had one and people didn't know about it. They said, what? You could do that on the Razr 2022? and nobody knew about. It was a missed opportunity, I think.
I agree with you on this one, totally. I think we are in a journey in which we are creating consistency from global, geo, local perspective, and we are evolving in this journey as a brand. I'm expecting to be stronger in the way we are talking and telling our stories to end users, and even consistent in the way we are across at least the geo. It has been a journey, so fragmented in some cases, possibly. I'm pretty sure the way we are going to approach would be more holistic in the next generation coming. But I think the brand is honestly growing, and we are having great results from consumers, and this is just confirming that we are in a good traction. So I'm definitely positive for the new outcome and outlook coming.
Yes. So, for Moto Unplugged, the press release should be delivered to you in December, because that's where we announced Moto Unplugged was a new functionality on Razer. If not, believe me, I will check with Ramaya team.
I remember that some of them were...
Why you didn't get this press release, because for sure it was mandatory for the market to get it. I remember. Family space, stay tuned.
Yeah, that... Even now, it's some aspects of it are still a bit unclear, but basically you create a profile for your grandpa or your child. That's what I gathered.
Yeah, that was the basic, you know, the first functionality. We announced it with Moto G, so that's why it wasn't fully promoted, because of the functionality. We were not, let's say, ready with all that we would like to
introduce.
We are working on that.
You mentioned tablets before. Should we expect something? You said tablets. Or just
we
Lenovo.
Have an amazing lineup on Lenovo side, so I know that from the extreme to every at this stage, we cannot say anything about Motorola, of course. I know that we have some tablets branded Motorola in some geos. When it comes to us, we are not introducing now.
There are even TV sets in India, exactly. Motorola.
It's existing in other regions. In this moment in India, we are not offering. We have Lenovo options. And this is where you can experience the Smart Connect. So having PC, phones, and even tablet connector.
Nice.
You sent a Smart Connect press release to you.
Oh,
yes.
I guess you didn't receive from the agency.
Yeah.
And also the announcement of our partnership with Corning Gorilla Glass. That's a good news from the tech point of view. From today, we will be using Gorilla Glass in every Motorola device.
Every?
Yes.
Wow. Even the...
No, Panda any longer, nothing. That of course, big features for flagships.
Yeah, you will.
Yes.
That's pretty
news.
Major.
Yeah, you already have this press release. Yes.
Didn't hear about that, Yana.
Yes.
Of course, the expectations will be great from the future flagship to use it front and back. So, yeah. I'm really curious, how did Motorola decide the first moment when they decided I'm going to make a foldable phone? Why not go with the book one, with the large one? There was a temptation to go with that. Of course, it's a safe bet because, as you can see, even your rivals, Samsung is selling 5 times more flips than folds, so it makes sense to make a flip larger than a fold, and it's cheaper.
Foldable solutions is definitely an opportunity in the market. We are looking at opportunities overall. We cannot say we are going to launch or not, but it's something that we have in the radar. It means only if we are sizing good opportunities, we will introduce products. There is no commitment at this stage. We will see in the future if the reception of a foldable solution for a different target audience, because foldable is for a different segment, is something interesting for us. It's still to be sized and still to be discussed. At this moment, we don't have programs running.
Is it safe to say that you have retired from the rugged smart rugged phone business with the problems with bullet?
It's not that way. When it comes to bullet, it was like license. We gave them the legal hardware. So it's not something that we continue as a company, because we already have ThinkThon. ThinkThon is a rugged code as well. So our approach is more dedicated to our consumers and customers at the same time. And I think, as you know, we also have other licensing products. This is the direction that we want to follow with our farm products, is to have the ones that are perfectly fits to our customers. And Bullet was just the devices, so we never focused too much on
for the Motorola Defy and
the other Defy. Yeah, but it was license. If it wasn't our product, we should consider it as a license.
So the Think 4 remains a niche product. Any idea on expanding it for just corporations and companies? It's a pretty niche product.
It is not a niche. It's meant for B2B solution mainly, so for business. But as we are expecting to expand penetrations, of course, and to leverage also Lenovo's, I would say, structure and capabilities. So there is a big opportunity around the product, and we are seeing B2B as an important channel in which we should obviously leverage the experience Lenovo has.
So since Razer and Razer are relying on past glories, and once again, this spring, I think, we'll reach another milestone since Motorola invented the mobile phone in the 80s. Should we expect anything anniversary? Because last year, during the event for the Motorola Razr in Madrid, we saw the older one, the other Razr, the pink one, was there, yeah. Should we expect any vintage stuff to celebrate the first phone?
Tammy, would you like to see anything specific or special?
I don't know, maybe bring out the old phone, the oldest phone,
let's
who knows?
Let's see.
To educate the masses, because children born in 2000 definitely don't know about that.
I agree. And maybe if you're sharing and showing it to really young people, they are going to ask you, what is that? or the connection is strong. We will see.
For the suitcase, the Dynatec.
Exactly. We will see. But it's a good idea eventually.
For sure, April, I think it is.
If we are planning something, we may be a good one.
Yeah, and we will celebrate 20 years at this price. That's true.
Whoa, that's big.
It's big.
So, can we compare has the new Razr reached the heights of the old Razr in 2009? In 2009, it was a rage with the old Razr. Is the new one getting closer to that, or still timid?
I think we are in a different time, so actually we cannot compare what happened, 20 years ago with the times we are having now. But definitely the new Razr was extremely successful, from different point of view, because for the first time we were able to attract so many females, like a female audience, to our devices. Secondly, we were the only one with the most advanced and the largest at the same time external display. Third, we also provide consumers with the color of the year with the big embed. So if we think about the success something to consider, it was extremely successful. But I would never ever 20 years ago, 2023.
Agree, it's a completely different, I would say, industry trend overall.
Yeah.
Even the consumer is looking for different I would say products. If you think 20 years ago, you were not waking up having your smartphone close to you, because the smartphone penetration was a completely different one, and the usage and the connection we are having, it was completely different. So I fully agree with Aga saying, I think it was definitely successful, and we are super, I would say, happy and pleased about the results that we have, and we are seeing future scenarios, of course, but comparing, I think it's not a correct assessment, because we are different. So even when it comes to us, we are different, 20 years old, different. We are looking for different, I would say, technical solutions, tech solutions supporting us on a daily basis.
Also the price point.
Yeah.
It was a different price point 20 years ago. Now, all the technology is more expensive. We made it more affordable, Razr 40, but still not enough for everyone. We need more time for that.
Yeah. That moment will come, for sure.
Yeah.
It's inevitable.
Yeah.
And I can imagine that towards the end of, towards Black Friday, there is a 40 will be more available for general masses for a lesser price.
Yeah, it was also Black Friday.
Yeah, I was actually curious about how the basic Razer went, the Razer 40, because it had a lot of promise. The processor was fine, the external screen was good enough for most tasks. So,
design is also this design. I heard from many young people that the Razer 40, the one with the smaller screen, was very good perceived by young people as a very stylish because of the colors. We had these three amazing colors, you know, different colors. So, continue.
So, by speaking of color, you know, which was my favorite, I think the Motorola Edge 40 or either 40 or 40 Neo, the green one.
The green one.
My favorite.
Would you like more green devices?
Exactly.
Yeah, I for one.
Okay,
yeah.
So, a combination of
green and blue was nice. The Mediterranean Sea, something like that.
I know, it was my favorite.
Yeah?
Well, yes, you know.
Totally enjoyed it. And the texture at the time was so slim and light. Actually, people are still wondering even now and asking me, how can you put a 5,000 mAh battery or close to that in such a slim body?
Yeah.
That's one achievement which has people wondering.
Yes, agree. And so next color of the year should be green for you, okay?
Let's negotiate with Pantone.
Exactly, and let's see if we can make it happen. If we can twist a little bit the peach fuzz into a green, acid
nice.
Green, or I would say forest green.
So it's okay.
Yeah. Okay, and last question. I know that you experiment a lot of prototypes, the new one, the wraparound screen, the transparent screen. What's why? what's the calling to get something around your arm? I mean, people want that to wrap around their arm, phone, and then I'll wrap it.
But it's connected to the point we were making before. So there's the willingness to research, to innovate, to find solution, alternative solution that the market is not having. So I think the introduction of the device is interesting for several elements from design perspective, from technology perspective, to I would say evolution perspective. That might anticipate eventually future scenarios, future devices. Maybe we are going to sell away, maybe not, but something that we have here may be also resonating with the audience, and we might think to eventually extend it. So, again, I think it is the way we are, I would say, enabling technology, and we are making technology at the center of human needs. Yes.
Oh, okay. I said this is the last one, but an extra came to me. Everybody's crazy now with AI. Are you doing something with AI?
Oh, AI is a strong topic. You know that we Lenovo introduced AI for all, and like you are seeing Lenovo AI for all as a strong concept because we want to really make AI at the center of our revolution. Stay tuned. Let's see. In the future, the value for Motorola of these AI for them.
Perfect. Thanks so much.
Okay. Thank you.